You're listening to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Podcast. This is Anthony, your host. Today, I want to talk to you a little about marketing in the watch industry today. These are some things that the industry might not tell you, these brands might not be telling you, but I feel these are extremely important in today's time, especially with the new quote-unquote millennial generation. I really don't like using the word millennial. Each generation has their own pros and cons, but nonetheless, today's marketing for watch industry in terms of selling stuff to the newer, younger population is pretty much down compared to the last generation in terms of sales and everything. So the current idea in marketing is to sell smart products, is to sell the smartwatch, is to sell the digital smart user interface for watchmaking to get the younger generation. I personally feel that is probably not the best move. If you ask me, I feel that companies should double down on their main ideas and main goals. I feel like they should double down on their original reason for even starting a company. They should double down on things that made them who they are. Now, that is not to say that they need to market the same things over and over again. I am saying, instead of trying to get into the smartwatch industry, let the smartwatch industry do its thing as a separate entity. Let the smartwatch industry get its own popularity, its fame. Let Apple Watch take care of that. You're competing against Apple. For the most part, if you're competing against larger corporations, you're pouring money into something that is going to become obsolete. If you think about it in retrospect, smartwatches will become obsolete. Smartwatches, not obsolete in the sense that they won't be here to stay. I'm talking about obsolete in the sense that you will constantly have to get it updated. You will constantly have to get it brand new. Just think of the smartwatch in 2015 compared to a smartwatch today. These are two entirely different smartwatches. So in that sense, the watch industry will be pouring insane amount of money into smartwatches to make them constantly updated, etc. That is a losing battle, if you ask me. If you ask me, companies should be doubling down on things that they know they're good at. Stick to the mechanicals. If there's anything you learn from the quartz watch industry, it's that, one, quartz watches actually phased out in terms of the quartz crisis, right? So all the companies that were selling at the time versus all the companies that were buying at the time, you can see who are the giants today in today's times because of the quartz crisis. Look at the companies who were buying all these mechanical movement companies that were selling out right away in the quartz crisis. Look at that. History is going to repeat itself in that sense. So if anything, double down on your strengths. Okay. Now, what needs to change is the storytelling, is the marketing. The marketing needs to change. These companies today are storytelling in 2018. They're storytelling in 2018 the same way they're storytelling in a 2002 environment. You know, long gone are the days where you're just gonna post up like a random video promo of a watch glazing in and out with some old dude in the background with a voiceover, or the couple walking around just like nonchalantly smiling for no particular reason, and somehow just saying the best times are now, etc. You know, or some of these like ridiculous slogans. But you're storytelling in a 2018 environment the same way you're telling in a 2002 environment. And just because you're on Instagram or you're on Facebook, etc., doesn't mean you're storytelling in 2008. Just because you're on these websites or these apps or on these social media stuff does not mean you're storytelling in today's environment. That just means you're on the same platform as today's environment. You're not storytelling the same way in 2018. You can't. Storytelling today is vastly different than storytelling 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 2016, 2017. This year's marketing will be different than last year's marketing. I can guarantee you that. Okay? I can guarantee you that. These companies today, the best way to phrase it is that they're romanticizing their old ways of marketing. They're romanticizing the way things are always being done. They're romanticizing the way things have been. I can guarantee you this, if these companies do not get into storytelling in the proper environment, in the proper sections, they will go out of business. The quartz crisis will repeat itself to these companies, except it won't be called the quartz crisis. It's going to be called a smartwatch crisis. Okay, now these industries, they have the watch industry has the ability to win, has the ability to have a leg up over the smartwatch industry if it plays its cards right. If you double down on your original strengths, you storytell differently, that will work. That will work. Instead of focusing on the newest, latest thing, focus on what's originally made your... Focus on what watch, what style, what model originally made its way into your classic collection, into turned you into what your brand is today, okay? Now, that's one. Second, okay, if you're a micro brand, if you're on Kickstarter, Indiegogo, etc., and you're starting a new brand, this is where you capitalize, okay? This is how you can move faster than these bigger brands. These bigger brands are big for a reason. They're big and they're slow. It's because they're big, they need approval. They're slow, and that's the thing that micro brands don't need to have. They don't have that type of weight or burden. So for micro brands, what you need to do is storytell in today's environment. How you do it, I'll tell you right now. Double down on transparency. That is key. Double down on transparency. I'm not even talking about snapping a picture of a watchmaker or anything. I'm talking about double down on your transparency. I'm talking about showing them your behind the scenes. You know what's so common on Instagram and Facebook nowadays? Everybody puts their best foot forwards. If you go out there with a chip on your shoulder, you go out there and you say, hey, these are what we're having issues with. These are what we're trying to figure out. You start building that intimate relationship. You're no longer this faceless entity. You're personable now. Okay? You're human in the sense that we all make mistakes, that we all are trying to figure things out. But if you're trying to keep up this persona, it's not going to work. Like currently in today's environment, what you need to do, double down transparency, show them you're behind the scenes, and be when you show them you're behind the scenes, be extremely humble. Don't be afraid to tell them the truth. When you show them you're behind the scenes, I'm not talking about just like your regular behind the scenes, like, I don't know, like a daily vlog or something. I'm talking about like a behind the scenes, like, here's the case. You know, here's this in production, here's what we had issues with, here is an entire unfiltered raw cut of how this case is made, here's an unfiltered raw cut of our watchmaker putting this together, here's an unfiltered raw cut of us servicing this watch, here's an unfiltered raw cut of us assembling the dial, here's an unfiltered raw cut of our meeting with these manufacturing companies, here's our raw, uncut, unedited video or audio of negotiations of how we can get this at a better price, how we can get, and I'm telling you, man, 2018 is going to probably be about transparency. I almost feel that 2017, kind of midway, it was really all about transparency. But I feel like 2018 is going to be doubling down on transparency. So if you're a micro brand or if you're a major brand, please, please do that. There's a reason why these micro brands are, there's a reason why some brands are growing much faster than other brands, okay? Now, that's first, right? So, another thing I would take a look at, quality. If you're gonna be marketing, the best marketing is a good product. The best marketing is a good product. You can't out-market a shitty product. I don't want to be jumping on the Rolex bandwagon or whatnot, but there's a reason why Rolex spends billions of dollars, millions of dollars, I'm sorry, on marketing each year, because their products are sturdy. Now, there are a lot of cons to Rolex, okay, but in the sense of a normal workhorse, a Rolex watch is a very good price for a workhorse watch, in the sense that it's quality. You don't have to worry about if the watch is not running because it's a Japanese movement. You don't have to worry about it if it's because it's a Miyota, etc. The caliber is already ruled out, in the sense that when we're talking about quality and functional issues or whatnot. Once your product is good, once your caliber is good, that's when you can actually pour even more money into marketing. It's kind of like selling a book, right? For example, for me, when my book first launched, my best marketing was the product itself. My best marketing was the book itself. When the book itself is good, you do not have to focus that much on marketing. You don't have to go out of your way and advertise your book all the time. Word of mouth is king at this point. And guess what? As a micro brand or a major brand, you want word of mouth. Word of mouth is probably your number one bestseller in terms of recommendations, etc. People are more inclined to buy when their friends are recommending things. So keep that in mind. You have to keep that in mind. A lot of these brands want to get fancy. A lot of these brands are today. If you look at the production quality, don't get me wrong, there's definitely something about quality of product. You're right. There's also definitely something in terms of a quality production value. You're right. But this is where micro brands can shine. Micro brands, if I were you, I would focus on unedited cuts. I would focus on raw footage. Stop getting polished. You know, like, if you're getting your video polished up and very, very nice and clean, and you're doing a production style quality, it's great. It is great. If you have the money to and you could do that, good, do it. I recommend it, okay? But if you do a raw, unedited cut, again, it brings you down to not only transparency, but also brings you down to being human. So if you do raw, unedited cuts, even not just, this doesn't pertain to watchmaking, just watchmaking or watch industry, if any industry, in 2018, if you focus on raw, unedited cuts, you will get something out of that. You will get a huge, huge, huge client base just from raw, unedited raw footage. Don't cut the video. Use your iPhone, use your Samsung, record something. Piece things together. You don't need to be using Photoshop. You don't need to be using Adobe Premiere Pro. You don't need to be using iMovie. You don't need to do that. Just throw it on together. Get the correct intent. Get the right idea and the correct intent. And as long as you're trying to help people, things will come back in tenfold. Okay. Don't sell your product. If you're micro brands in watchmaking and you want my advice, do not sell the product. Give away the quality, give away the content. Don't give away everything. Just give away a good amount of material. If you keep giving away information without the intent of wanting anything from the person, you have all the leverage and you will eventually win. If you give away information, if there's people in your industry that's holding on to the golden nuggets, give those golden nuggets away, and trust me, you will have you will receive even more golden nuggets back in return. A perfect example would be me in terms of marketing in 2017. I wouldn't really say marketing, but in terms of giving away things, giving back value. 2017, all I did was just give away a lot of information. I gave away a shit ton of information. And there's a lot of the watchmaking industry, not only is it dark and in the shadows most of the time, it's a very, very gray area in terms of techniques and in terms of information. So little things like that for 2017, I really gave away. Things where you would have to attend brand training for, things where you would have to pay for a private session with a watchmaker to learn. I gave away all those golden nuggets away free. If you take a look at my Instagram or Facebook, all those information's free. I gave that away. I honestly just gave that away. And guess what? And I'm telling you from experience, giving away was almost my number one marketing plan. Giving away in raw, unedited information, pure good intent, pure intent in the sense that I didn't want anything back. I was just giving back to the community. I didn't expect anything back. That's how you're gonna be marketing in 2018. That's how you have to market in 2018. And I think that's what's wrong with the industry today. If you look at almost every single major brands, it's too polished. Everything's too polished. And, you know, their biggest idea is to, you know, get a brand ambassador or something like that. And, you know, Lady Gaga, David Beckham, etc. That's not how you're going to get to the normal. That's not how you're going to reach the generations today. That's not how you're going to be reaching this new digital age. That's just not. By getting another, but by remaining faceless and giving that face image to a celebrity doesn't mean anything to your normal average person. Doesn't mean anything. It honestly doesn't. It doesn't. Really doesn't. That's probably it for my rant today, fellas and ladies. So today, that wraps up our marketing conversation for 2018. And thank you again for all the feedback as of late, everybody, for all the current episodes I've already done. I'm literally trying to pump out one episode each day for you guys at this point. So if you enjoyed the podcast, I would highly recommend you rating it. You could give me a 5-star rating, 1-star rating, up to you. But as long as you guys rate it and write a little review, that would definitely help me in terms of ranking, etc. If you would like to learn more, if you want to ask any additional questions, or you want to hear any answers to specific questions, you can definitely hit the contact button at my website, nobullshitwatchmaker.com. It's spelled nobswatchmaker.com. The information and link will be in the show notes. And if you would want to hear more about the watch industry and the stuff that isn't spoken about in the watch industry, I go over that in my book, 100 Plus No Bullshit Watch Tips for Watch Enthusiasts and Salespeople. Again, it's been a crazy, crazy year for me in 2017 in terms of the book launch. And there's been a lot of positive reviews. So if you want to take a look at that, I would definitely get that checked out. Other than that, folks, I hope you guys have a great day. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.